This is iHeartMedia's Treasure Coast Connection.
The Treasure Coast Connection is brought to you by New Vision Eye Center.
Are you feeling blue? Going for a walk outside will surely lift your spirits. Walking releases endorphins and gets you out in nature. Studies indicate that walkers scored significantly higher on vitality, enthusiasm, pleasure, and self-esteem, and lower on tension, depression, and fatigue after they walked outside. Feeling down once in a while is normal, but if you're feeling depressed on a regular basis, you may want to consult a mental health professional. New Horizons is the largest mental health and substance abuse agency in the area, with help just a phone call away 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Call New Vision Eye Center for a consultation or second opinion. Your eyesight deserves world-class eye care. Visit newvisioneyecenter.com or call 772-257-8700.
Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, friends. Happy December. I hope that you all are feeling festive and that if you haven't had a chance to go out and do some holiday exploring, there are some great things to see tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun, kicking off in about 1 hour. If you're in downtown Stuart or headed that way, check out Memorial Park. My friends, fellow affiliates, and realtors from the Martin County Realtors of the Treasure Coast are hosting Santa City Lights. Bring the family, and you can peruse and check out all these awesomely decorated Christmas trees. And folks will be there with tents, giving out goodies. There's going to be a Santa letter writing workshop and ways for the kids to be able to interact with the man in the red suit safely during COVID. So hats off again to our friends over at the Martin County Realtors of the Treasure Coast in conjunction with the City of Stuart, kicking off Santa's City Lights, Memorial Park, downtown Stuart, 5 to 9. Don't miss it, folks. It's going to be great. The kids are going to be able to have so much fun, and there will be so many goodies for them to have, too. I just love that. I love anything where you can be out and about with the community at this point in time. I mean, after all, it's the holidays. And let's face it. It's not always happy, and there's a lot of circumstances and a lot of people in our community that are looking for something to give them a little boost. They might be feeling a little down and out. And the good news is we're going to have some resources for them on today's program. Here in the studio is a personal friend of mine. We go back years, and I am so elated to be able to give some updates to our listeners, especially over the holidays where it could be crucial to have this ability to know that there are
people who care
and so much more, mm-hmm. so much more than just that, because a neighbor could care, right? But they might not be available. So Lisa Reimer, Chief Development Officer, New Horizons. Sweetheart, you look great.
Oh, thank you. So do you. You always do. Aw,
I appreciate that.
And I can't believe this isn't televised because you look so pretty.
Ah, it's the shoes. I built my outfit around the shoes today. Aren't those fun?
I love them.
That's how sometimes you start. You ever seen those commercials for the Kohler like faucet, and they say, build my kitchen around this faucet. It's sort of like how I felt this morning. There's something that could put people in a good mood, shopping, but then sometimes they take it to the extreme. Isn't that the case?
Yes.
All right, so let's give our listeners just a little bit of a rundown of what New Horizons is, because it's not just in Vero. It's not just in St. Lucie. It is really a Treasure Coast initiative. Mm-hmm. And so I would love for our listeners to be able to learn a little bit more.
So New Horizons of the Treasure Coast in Okeechobee is, first of all, 62 years old. It was established in 1958, and it's the largest mental health and addiction recovery provider in this region. We have 8 outpatient offices across 4 counties, Indian River, St. Lucie, Martin, and Okeechobee. And we have our main campus on Midway Road in Fort Pierce, where we house 100 beds, children and adults in crisis. So we have a children's crisis stabilization unit, an adult crisis stabilization unit, a detox unit, and a 28-day rehab program for drugs and alcohol. And then we have a transitional group home for people who are transitioning from the state hospital back into society.
Okay.
So it's pretty big deal. So if you are, if you know someone or you have someone in your family that is displaying erratic behavior that may appear to be a harm to themselves or others, you know, that's what we get Baker Acts. We have this thing in Florida called the Baker Act, and we are a Baker Act receiving facility for children from the age of 5 through 17 and then for adults. So it's very sad.
It's sad to think that they would need it, but also good to know that it's available in the event that the child is capable of doing harm to themselves.
Correct.
It is a necessity.
Right, because it takes them out of the whatever the exacerbating situation is.
Certainly.
And gives them a reprieve, gives them an opportunity to be assessed so that, you know, sometimes it's a chemical imbalance in, you know, the children, or sometimes it's an abusive situation that we don't know about, that adults don't know about. I remember the first week that I worked for New Horizons, I went into the Children's Crisis Unit, and there was a beautiful, beautiful little boy under the age that we serve. And he, I said, oh my gosh, after I left, look at that face, look at that smile. And I said, why is he in? And he tried to burn the house down with the whole family in it. And so they kept him for quite a while, because they couldn't get to the bottom of it. And eventually they found out that he was being abused, and he just didn't have, you know, he was being sexually abused by the mother's boyfriend, and he just didn't have the words to articulate what was happening to him and how disturbed. And that is a really sad story, you know, during the pre-Christmas, you know, weeks. But the fact of the matter is that a lot of people are in these situations, particularly in COVID, when they don't have school to go to or work to go to, or they've lost their independence and self-sufficiency, and they've become more dependent, and people, you know, have immersed themselves in drugs and alcohol to get through
as a
this
coping mechanism.
Yes, as a coping mechanism, correct.
Now, this is really something that my family and I have actually talked about at length, because so this COVID crisis has made it where some circumstances are now so much more likely to, even for the chance when the children had to go to school and escape and they could try and contain some of the scenarios, now because of the logistics behind things and they're at home, they're kind of left without somebody to be their voice. So New Horizons does in fact offer a number of opportunities, including some various groups based on ages, right, to help those individuals in need. Because let's face it, everything's kind of been turned on its axis since COVID.
Right.
And when it comes to mental health, it's just one more layer added onto a day's worth that's compounding of these trials and these tribulations and these frustrations. So where and how are they able to engage with these groups and seek out some sort of assistance when it comes to mental health?
Well, it depends on the age group. So we serve children normally 5 years old through 17, and we do that through outpatient and some inpatient. And I told you about the Children's Crisis Stabilization Unit. So our outpatient programs, you know, we have therapy, we have counseling, we deal with addiction with children, also in an outpatient setting. We also we serve 20,000 children throughout Okeechobee, St. Lucie, and Indian River County schools. So during this COVID, we do the DARE program. So every school district you know, chooses there's like, you know, different programs. Some of them are the DARE program. Some of them are other, they're named other things, but
sure.
They're essentially mm-hmm. for drug and alcohol prevention and violence, anti-violence education. Mm-hmm. So, you know, how to increase your self-esteem and how to manage your anger. You know, in contentious situations, how do you navigate that, which is a really important thing to do in life?
Very well said. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So, unfortunately, right now, a lot of that is through telehealth, through video communication, which, you know, for us, it's really hard, you know, because we're used to seeing these kids, you know, in person, and you know, you see their face, you see if there's bruises,
yes.
there's, you know, you see if there's cutting, you know, and we do, you know, we do ask the kids, I'm sure, you know, to step back and just let us look at your whole, you know, self, so that you can't hide, you know, your cutting or something. But the kids, I think, are very comfortable with the telehealth because, you know, they do videos. I mean, they grew up in a video era. So,
certainly.
You know, that's not that uncomfortable for them. So for right now, at least until our insurance companies say that they won't pay for video counseling and therapy anymore, we're doing most of our outpatient work through video telehealth. For the older, you know, people, we have also some outpatient. We have a, you know, even more programs. We do case management for adults and children, but we do wraparound case management, which is a really intensive for kids, where you bring in their coaches, their church, their neighbors, anybody who has influence in that child's life, and you wrap that whole village around each kid, and you make sure that everyone's on the same page, that they have goals that they've put together, as you know, with the child involved, and they all work toward those goals, and everyone stays accountable, and everyone, you know, reports, so that we have all of that. And for grown-ups as well, and we also have psychosocial rehabilitation, which is the learning center. We have it here in Vero Beach. We have one in every county. It is a program where people learn or relearn the basics of living. So if you've been homeless, or if you've been in jail, or if you are going through mental health court, or if you just need support, more support than just your once a week or once a month, you know, counseling or doctor's visit, you can go through what's called psychosocial rehabilitation. And they have classes all day long, every day. Even in the evening, they do some of the painting classes together. They have barbecues. They go on field trips. But they also learn, like, anger management, medication management. They learn learn nutrition. They do cooking classes. They do job readiness training. So not job training, but they do job readiness, where you learn how to turn on the computer, how to write an email, how to send an email, how to function, you know, in today's world with as much support and socialization, because that's a really important part.
It's a very important aspect of daily life. And I find it to be kind of scary, really, when you think of how many people don't have at their fingertips access to the internet or a computer. I know that that was a big challenge for the school systems throughout the Treasure Coast in helping these kids be able to learn virtually for those months where it was mandated before having the option to come back. And if they aren't able to access it, child or adult, you know, they're really missing out right now on the ability to have some sort of stabilization in their mental health capacity. So it certainly is great that New Horizons has identified that and can see that, hey, we might just have to start at the basics,
right,
so that they can go on to be able to better sustain and thrive as they are unfolding into the new chapters of their lives. And before we go on a quick commercial break, Lisa, I do ask that, because you've touched on so many things and so many of us might know of someone, maybe we don't know them personally, but we live near them, or we want to just be able to drop a note for someone. how is it that they can, in the event of a crisis or identifying that there are some mental health issues and saying over this holiday season, I want help, how do they go about looking for that, asking for that via New Horizons?
Well, we do have our website, which, you know, lists all of the range of programs so you can see, you know, what they are and what they entail. And that's www.nhtcinc.org, which is the worst website, but it's newhorizonstreasurecoastinc.org. And you can put that in and it will take you to the website too. So newhorizonstreasurecoastinc.org. But also, we have a 24-hour crisis phone line, and we have a 24-hour mobile response team. So you can call any time of day or night and talk to someone, ask them questions. They're there to answer your questions. So it doesn't have to be about you. They might recommend that you have the person themselves call. But if you're a parent or if you're a concerned neighbor or you know, you may have someone who has no interest in trying to help themselves and you are desperately seeking some guidance. We have a phone line. It's completely free. We will even send someone to the person in need any time of day or night, no time frame within our operating. So within those four counties, no cost to the individual. It's an amazing.
That's incredible.
In fact, if you call 211, if you call the National Suicide Hotline, that will GPS direct you to 211, okay? And then if you need someone to come out to you, 211 will call New Horizons. So we work in partnership with 211 and hence the National Suicide Hotline and many other organizations. But that is what I recommend. And the number is 772-468-3909. Again, 772-468-3909, any time of day or night.
That's good information. It's very good information. And now before we go on a quick commercial break and just to ever so quickly lighten this, do a little spin.
Okay.
I'm just going to do a little spin. Uh-huh. If you need somebody to talk to, you can talk to your hairstylist. Yeah, that's right. Hours, you know, you're usually there for a couple of hours for your experience. And my friends at True Colors do an amazing job. I always feel better when I've been able to go in, vent, and come out looking fabulous. So True Colors Salon, any budget, they have a stylist to help with your extended business hours, right? If you have to work into the evening, they have days of the week that they can accommodate that and so much more. Gift cards available, True Colors Salon and Vero on Old Dixie. You can check them out at TCTreasureCoastInsider.com. There's more in store with our friend Lisa Reimer at New Horizons. Amanda Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Don't go anywhere. Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today. Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. Shout out to my friends over at Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. As we get ready to round out this year, think about home ownership. The market is limited. There's lots of things out there that are available as far as financing. Well, you also need to be proactive in making sure that you are, in fact, pre-qualified before you meet with your realtors, because inventory is so low. Caliber can help you with that. They have offices in Melbourne, Vero Beach, St. Lucie. They are just experts at what they do. Thank you to Caliber Home Loans. And shout out to my friends over at Foxy Nails. 7 days a week, lash extensions, manicures, pedicures, waxing, gift cards. They are true nail artists. If you see something you want done, they will emulate it. And I am just so happy that I consider them my Foxy family. And you will too. Right here in Vero, next to the Fresh Market in the Miracle Mile Plaza. And a special thank you to White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. If you know of anyone who's getting ready to relocate, whether it's across the street, across the state, or across the country, don't hesitate to mention your friends over at White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. We are loyal to the communities here throughout the Treasure Coast. We would love the opportunity to make this upcoming move a pleasurable and stress-free experience. Always a free estimate. White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. In the studio, the beautiful Lisa Reimer, Chief Development Officer of New Horizons. There is so much going on, so many wonderful services that you can provide, both crisis and non-crisis, mm-hmm. for residents throughout the Treasure Coast and Okeechobee County. It really is impressive. And to think of the longevity of New Horizons, 60 plus years serving this area, it really speaks volumes as to the need and how we as individuals and listeners can just kind of keep our eyes and our ears open, because you do say that there are some warning signs that folks should be aware of.
Yes. So there's a thing called QPR, which it's the CPR of suicide prevention. And while suicide is about at the same level as last year, we were seeing a decrease over the last 5 years. We've seen a decrease in the number of suicides per county. And this year, almost across the board, we are on par with last year. So we have not seen this huge spike in overdose deaths or in suicides because of the opioid epidemic, but we have seen a maintaining of those numbers, which is very, very sad.
Right.
So QPR, question, persuade, and refer. So if you see someone who is acting uncharacteristic, either if they're kind of a gloomy person and suddenly they're, really happy, or if they're normally a very happy person and they seem very depressed, and you know that there is a life change in their life, then that is a good time to have the hard conversation. And, it's not just, hey, how you doing? Fine. And then you just move on. It means like looking up from your telephone screen, looking up from the computer screen. Hey, how are you doing? And, having an eye-to-eye contact moment, which is really hard during COVID, and so to ask the person, no, it's not just fine, because we know what that acronym stands for, how are you really doing? I know that you just lost this relationship. I know that this person just passed away. I know that your job situation is in flux. How are you really doing? And then wait for them to answer. And if there are indications, the hard question is, are you thinking of hurting yourself? Uh-huh. And you wait for them to answer. And the next question is, and do you have the means, or do you have a plan? So if the answer is yes, then you say, we need to get help. I'm not equipped to deal with this, but we need to get help. And their help is available. And you stay with the person, you call 911, and there's a good chance that the sheriff's office, we work hand in hand with them with mental health issues. They very well may call New Horizons Mobile Crisis, and we go out there and meet them there. So okay. That question, refer or persuade them to get help, and refer, and just call 911, call 211.
Yeah, so just these three numbers are going to prove very valuable And it's nothing that we have to work too hard at memorizing.
Right. 911 or 211.
And now we do have about 1 minute left, Lisa, and I do want to give this opportunity because organizations like this do, in fact, need supplemental income. Most of those are done through fundraising and through events. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, we are looking at an upcoming event in May, which I'm certain most of us will be very much so ready to embrace at that point. And it's going to be a fashion show.
Yes, it is. And we're hoping that you will emcee it.
I would be honored.
It's May 10th. Our presenting sponsor is Neela Moylan. Chair of the committee is Laura Guttridge. We have Saber Mochaccino as a designer, Kristen Elise as a designer. These are all local designers. A woman named Callie Jackson is being considered to come on board right now. It's going to be great. May 10th Yay. At Quail Valley. Look for more information.
I'll have a link in it for sponsorship opportunities. Until next week, folks. Cheers. Thank you, Lisa.